The real estate market is a complex system that involves the interaction between buyers and sellers. In order to understand the market, it is important to be aware of the physical and economic characteristics of real estate, as well as the factors that influence supply and demand. Additionally, there are various ways to interpret market conditions, including through the use of different market indicators. Despite differences in form, the basic principles of market operation apply to all markets. Real estate markets, like many others, often involve intermediaries to facilitate activity between sellers and buyers.
Real estate has unique physical and economic characteristics that distinguish it from other markets. The physical characteristics of real estate include immobility, land indestructibility, and uniqueness. Immobility means that real estate has a fixed geographic location, and its value is largely influenced by the changes in the surrounding area. Land indestructibility refers to the durability of the land and its fixed location, which means that the land cannot be destroyed. On the other hand, physical structures on the land can become obsolete and deteriorate over time. Real estate is unique because no two tracts of land are identical, and it is not standardized. Economic characteristics of real estate scarcity. Scarcity is the economic concept of supply and demand applied to real estate. It refers to the limited supply of land in a particular area and the demand for that land. When demand for land is high, prices increase, and when supply is low, prices decrease. Improvements. Improvements are anything that increases the value of the land, such as buildings, roads, and utilities. Improvements to the land can increase its value, but they can also become obsolete or damaged and decrease its value. Permanence of investment. Real estate investments are typically long-term due to the immobility and indestructibility of land. It can be costly to move a property or destroy it, so most real estate investments are considered permanent. Area preference, situs. Situs is the preferred location for a particular use of real estate. The area preference for a specific use can influence the value of the land. For example, if an area has a reputation for being a great school district, it may be more desirable and valuable than other areas. Supply and demand. The supply and demand for real estate can influence its value. The demand for land can be affected by economic, social, and governmental factors. For example, an area with a booming economy and job growth will likely have a higher demand for real estate, which can drive up prices. Understanding these physical and economic characteristics is crucial in determining the value and marketability of real estate.
Real estate has economic characteristics that distinguish it from other markets, such as its susceptibility to government controls and the interaction between supply, demand, and price. Zoning, building codes, taxes, and monetary policy are examples of government controls that affect the real estate market. The equilibrium between supply and demand affects property prices, with an increase in supply relative to demand leading to lower prices, and an increase in demand relative to supply leading to higher prices. However, the real estate market is slow to respond to changes in supply and demand due to the time-consuming nature of design, land acquisition, site preparation, and construction. The area preference, also known as situs, is considered the most important economic characteristic of real estate, as buyers often prefer specific locations, such as school zones, which can drive up prices in those areas. The uniqueness of each tract of land further contributes to the non-standardized nature of real estate.
Factors that influence supply and demand are essential to understanding the real estate market. Supply refers to the amount and type of real estate that is available for sale or rent at different price levels. Several variables influence the supply, including availability of skilled labor, construction loans and financing, land and materials. The availability and cost of skilled labor depend on factors such as unemployment rates and skill levels, while the availability of construction loans and financing affects the amount of speculative homes and commercial development. Land availability is influenced by scarcity and regulations affecting its use and cost of development. The availability of construction materials also affects the supply of new housing. For instance, a shortage of drywall in the late 1970s and early 1980s led to the crippling of the construction industry nationwide.
Demand in real estate is the amount and type of real estate desired for purchase or rent in a given market at a given period of time. Several variables can influence demand, including price of real estate. There is an inverse relationship between the price of real estate and the demand for it. When prices rise, demand goes down. When prices decrease, demand goes up. Population numbers and household composition. The demand for dwelling space depends on the population and composition of households in a given market area. Modern lifestyles, economic changes, and reduced family size have caused the household to become the basis for most population analysis. Income of consumers. Income is directly related to demand. As individual income increases, so does demand for dwelling space. Changes in local employment numbers or salary wage levels can cause a change in demand for dwelling space and related loan considerations. Availability of mortgage credit. The availability and cost of mortgage credit is often referred to as the barometer of the real estate market. This is because the typical purchase of residential property involves 2 or 3 times the buyer's annual net income. If a potential home buyer can afford the monthly mortgage payments, plus property taxes and hazard insurance, the total cost of the house is of secondary importance. Consumer tastes or preferences. Changes in consumer tastes or preferences can also influence demand for real estate. For example, the green movement has led to an increased preference for energy-efficient homes. Different architectural designs are sometimes introduced into the residential market and may enjoy brief periods of popularity. Generally, enduring changes in consumer tastes occur slowly over extended time periods. Changes in demand for condominiums or second homes for vacation purposes also reflect changes in consumer preferences. The advent of condominiums and other forms of smaller, maintenance-free housing units offered a solution to empty nesters and other small families who found their larger homes too physically demanding.
To interpret market conditions, real estate professionals examine price levels, which can indicate new housing supply and demand for certain price ranges. Price and supply are inversely related, meaning that when supply decreases, prices increase due to more buyers competing for fewer homes. This situation creates a seller's market. In contrast, when supply increases, prices decrease as fewer buyers compete for a larger supply of homes for sale. This situation creates a buyer's market. An imbalance in the supply and demand equilibrium, caused by either excess demand or excess supply, can cause either a seller's or buyer's market.
Now let's discuss several market indicators. Price levels and building permits. Changes in price levels and number of building permits indicate housing supply and demand for specific price ranges. Price and supply have an inverse relationship. If the supply of homes goes down, prices go up, and if the supply of homes goes up, prices go down. Excess demand upsets the supply and demand equilibrium, causing a seller's market. Excess supply upsets the supply and demand equilibrium, causing a buyer's market. Vacancy rates. The vacancy rate is the percentage of rental units that are not occupied and indicates demand for housing in a specific market area. An increase in vacancy rates indicates a surplus of housing space. A vacancy rate of 5% is considered indicative of a healthy housing market. As occupancy rates increase, rental rates tend to increase, leading apartment dwellers to buy homes, which causes increased apartment vacancies and eventually a drop in rents. Sales volume. Sales volume indicates the number and prices of homes sold during a recent period. County public records provide data on the number of houses sold and the sale price of each. MLS data provides information on how many sales occurred, the approximate sale prices, where the properties were located, and the types of houses. A sales data file arranged by subdivision, street, or alphabetically can be useful. A large-scale map of a town or city can pinpoint areas of greatest activity and forecast the direction of growth. A sales data map can show where most sales are occurring and the general price ranges, estimating the direction and rate of growth.